This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at Site Village in London. And joining me now is Isham from the company Travel Hands. Isham, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us briefly what Travel Hands is all about?
So Travel Hands is a charity registered in London. We help visually impaired people, or VIP as we fondly refer, to find sighted and verified volunteers to go around the city from point A to point B, to go and experience outdoor activities like walking in the park, going to a cafe, shopping, maybe NHS appointments, work appointments, or any leisure activities.
And how does the process work from meeting with the volunteer to the rest of it?
So I'll take just one step backwards and mention that a VIP can approach us either through an email, or they can use our web app or mobile app if they're tech savvy. If not, they can call us. So once they reach us out through either of these ways, they can register with us easily by sharing their postcode, and we'll find the number of volunteers available around them. And once they book a journey, they would require to tell us about the pickup location, the drop-off location, the pickup time, and what kind of activity it is, just to estimate how long the volunteer's commitment is required.
Now, we have spoken to you last year on RNIB Connect Radio. Can you tell us what sort of changes have happened at Travel Hands over the last 12 months?
So in October 2024, we have reached 900 journeys. The number of journeys have increased because we have managed to improve our technology. So in terms of providing the experience to the volunteers, they can easily accept or reject journeys in the app. It's more explanatory now. Then secondly, on the VIP side, the accessibility has improved. We have been user testing with our VIP community to make sure the app works pretty smoothly. Secondly, we have been marketing to get more and more volunteers. We have been creating partnerships through universities, through corporates, and we are accelerating that further and further to get more visibility. So I would say these are the ways we have accelerated in the last 1 year.
How many volunteers roughly do you have for Travel Hands?
We have about 95 plus volunteers at the moment in London.
And do you have any future plans to expand to locations outside of London, or is it going to remain to be a London-based service?
Well, we get a lot of our VIP users come from different parts of the world. We're proud to say we have created itineraries for people from Australia, US, etc. But also people from Scotland and Ireland visit, when they're visiting London, they use our service. So and everybody says that they would appreciate that the service is replicated in their city so that they can get their day-to-day tasks done easily, comfortably, and safely. At the moment, we are very much active in London, but then we're going to expand in Leicester.
Fantastic. And if people would like to either find out more about Travel Hands or book a service, how can they do that?
So, like I said before, you can Google Travel Hands, and we are there at the top. Or you can just type the website, which is travelhands.co.uk. Otherwise, our customer service number is there on the website or on Google as well. So you can contact us to book a journey, or you can email us as well to get to know more about what we do.
Fantastic. Isham from Travel Hands, thank you very much for joining us here at Site Village London on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.